Family members of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting are hoping to shed new light on the gun industry. This week, a judge set a trial date for their lawsuit against Remington Arms for making and how they marketed the weapon used in the shooting. The suit is now in the discovery phase. As WSHU's Katie Toth reports, that means plaintiffs can demand documents and private information about Remington's business practices in order to prepare for the trial.
In the weeks after Mark Barden's first-grade son Daniel was murdered, his wife started doing some research about one question.
How does a kid around the corner get his hands on a weapon that was designed for killing large amounts of people in a short amount of time on the battlefield?
The semi-automatic Bushmaster rifle used in the Sandy Hook shooting was first designed for the U.S. military. Remington made a civilian version of the weapon with a few modifications. The company sold the gun to the public with gritty slogans like,
"Forces of opposition, bow down, you're single-handedly outnumbered."
Or, "Consider your man card reissued."
When I see that kind of marketing language for a military weapon being sold to the public and making huge profits in the process, I would like to know more about that process.
Now, Barden might get what he wants. The lawsuit is in a pre-trial phase called discovery, where both sides can demand the information they need for a trial. Think sworn testimony from gun company executives, subpoena documents about how the company markets their guns, that kind of thing. Josh Koskoff is the lawyer for Barden and the other plaintiffs. He says it's rare for lawsuits against gun manufacturers to get to this point.
So far, up until this case, the companies have been very successful in filing motions and doing delaying tactics and doing everything they can to avoid turning over documents.
Documents don't mean the families are sure to get a trial, and they don't mean the families will win. A law called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act grants immunity to gun manufacturers in most cases where those guns are used in a crime. But even if plaintiffs don't win a trial,
if they get those documents through discovery, barring unusual circumstances, they will have the opportunity to reveal those documents to the public.
That's Adam Winkler. He's a gun expert at UCLA School of Law. Winkler's following the lawsuit, and he says a win for the plaintiff seems unlikely. But he also says for the plaintiffs, making new information about the gun industry public could be its own victory.
It's about changing the court of public opinion.
Case in point, the 90s, when lawsuits against tobacco companies led to serious regulation of the industry. Winkler says that was because of damning documents made available during discovery.
The tobacco industry was brought down because these internal documents were revealed to the public, and they cast the tobacco industry in a whole new light. The plaintiffs in the Sandy Hook lawsuit would like to do the same thing for the gun makers.
Along with Remington, the distributor and the dealer of the gun are also defendants in the case. At court on Tuesday, the defendants said they'd try to get the case thrown out, mostly because of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. They also said they'd file for a stay of discovery. In other words, they want to stop the plaintiffs from demanding new information until the judge decides whether or not to throw out the case. Katie Toth, WSHU News.